It is Monday, August 28th. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Ashley Rowe. Mostly cloudy skies tonight. Scattered showers and storms are still possible. Tomorrow, a high of 89 degrees and about a 30% chance of thunderstorms. One faculty member has died from a shooting on the UNC Chapel Hill campus. UNC police received a 911 call of shots fired at Caudill Laboratory around 1 p.m. An emergency alert was issued, locking down the campus while police searched for a suspect. UNC graduate student Tai Lei Shi is now in custody. The deceased faculty member's identity is not being released. James Dunmore appeared in court on Monday for the first time since he was charged with the murder of his girlfriend, Alicia Watts. Dunmore, who stated he had no income, was assigned an attorney until he can be represented by a capital defender. Police found Watts' body in a wooded area in Montgomery County last week, more than a month after her disappearance. Dunmore's next court date scheduled for September 14th. Florida is under a state of emergency as a tropical storm with potential to become a major hurricane takes aim at its coastline. North Carolina could get caught up in the mix. At noon today, Tropical Storm Idalia had a maximum sustained winds of 65 miles per hour. It's projected to make landfall on the Florida coast as a Category 3 hurricane on Wednesday, with winds reaching 115 miles an hour. Idalia is expected to move out into the Atlantic, hugging the North Carolina coast, and a tropical storm could move across our state on Thursday. I'm Ashley Rowe. For more on these stories, including the very latest on the situation at UNC, head on over to WREL.com or the WREL News app.